Switched off, I think, there, are you?
Oh, that's good, thank you.
Switch it on, so.
Oh, yeah. I'm back on.
How's it going, Jim?
Good, Eric, and yourself?
You look very depressed.
Well, sure, wouldn't you be if Mr. Burke was making you redundant?
I read a rather unusual article, actually, in the paper about a survey that was done in Dublin about Ray Burke. And nobody knew who he was. That's a fact.
Mary, he's the minister for wirelesses of olden days, now known as radios and tellies.
Oh, is that right?
It's like D-Day, although it was in Germany, sure it wasn't the atomic bomb. Where was it?
No, the atomic bomb was Hiroshima.
Hiroshima, well, that's what he's after doing today with local radios.
Something like that.
He might as well have dropping it on it.
He's making us play The Last Waltz anyway.
Without a doubt.
Good title for a song, isn't it?
Good title.
When they play The Last Waltz, oh my darling. Empty, the hour was three when they played the last waltz for my darling and me. My poor heart kept wishing the night would not end, for she loves another. But soon she'll become another man's bride. She told me next Sunday was her wedding day. I gave my best wishes. Oh, what more could I say?
That's called The Last Waltz. Takes us to just 2 minutes past three here on CLR 231 AM and 99 FM in stereo. And, well, I suppose time really for me to say a few words to you before we finally close down the transmitters for the moment anyway. And as the man says, keeping the fingers crossed, we'll be back with you inside the next couple of months. Hard to know really where to start, I suppose. I will start by saying thank you to everybody who turned up at our farewell concert last night in the Seven Oaks, and I think you all had a wonderful time. I hope you all had a wonderful time, anyway. Today, December 30th, I suppose, 1988, personally, it's a day of great sadness for many people, and indeed all the people connected here with CLR. Since we started in March, was it 1986, well, we've watched CLR grow from strength to strength, providing a service that I think I could confidently say is unrivaled, really, in any part of Ireland. And indeed, when we asked for support, public support, it was always there. You, the people of Carlow, and the surrounding counties. Well, you've kind of become, I think, a big family, really, helping one another when help was needed. And on the other hand, there again, we had a lot of fun and crack on the different quizzes and things like that, card games, etc. Well, I suppose really to you, the CLR listener, all I can say is on behalf of Helen, myself, and all the CLR team, I would like to say a most sincere thank you. Chris mentioned this earlier on. I think it's probably worth mentioning again to a number of our city fathers, as Chris called them. I'd also like to say a most sincere thank you, because even apart from the directives from their various parties, they stood by your local station, CLR, and they were always on hand to help out in whatever way they could. In particular, I speak of three people that I can think of offhand. They are Jimmy Brady, Jimmy Murnan, and Liam Murphy. And to all three of you, I say thank you, and Liam, I hope you're getting well very, very soon indeed. To the people, I suppose, that really kept the station going, they're the advertisers, because really when it boils down to the nitty-gritty of everything, CLR's advertisers were the backbone of CLR, because without their support, it would have been financially impossible for us to continue. It would possibly be unfair, really, to single out any single company or person, but to any person or company who has at any stage advertised with CLR, may I once again, on behalf of myself and all the gang here, wish you every success in the future. And to the people listening, I would like to say that, again, please support our advertisers. I know they won't be on the air with us from now on. Indeed, we won't be on the air with you from now on. But if you have heard of a company advertising down through the years or whatever else, do give them your continued support. To the CLR team, and I use the word team there, really, because I think teamwork is essential in any venture if it's to survive. And the CLR team, I think, have proved that they're the best in the country. And to them, I say to Secretary Mary Proctor, our station secretary here, who's done a wonderful job since she arrived, to Adrian Dooley, the new lad, as he called himself, to Willie the Aerial Farrell, who hasn't arrived yet, but I know he's on the way somewhere, but he had to take down an aerial on the way. But Willie Farrell, hello to you also, and get up here as soon as possible, because there's a few celebrations to go on. Well, maybe not celebrations, but we'll be having a few drinks afterwards anyway, Willie. To Brendan Bambrick, who unfortunately is working elsewhere today and can't be with us, I say thank you to Brendan, to Jimmy Murray, to John Alcock, to Fergus Farley, to Chris, and indeed to Big Jim Cagney, and anybody else who has been connected in any other way with CLR. I would like to say a very sincere thank you, and hopefully we'll be joining forces again in the very near future. They say that when God shuts one door, he opens another, so maybe when the government shuts the door on CLR, they might just open another one for us very soon indeed. Probably to explain that, I could say that in order to continue with our license application, it is necessary for CLR to close down today. Because if we are to continue, I suppose, with our application, and if we were to continue broadcasting at the same time, it would mean that the application definitely becomes null and void, as the man would say, straight away. So that's the basic reason that we're closing down today, switching off the transmitters, etc., in order to keep the application alive. We will be working on it. The lobby for CLR is continuing, and I would like to thank the many, many people from the many different charitable organizations and general organizations around the Carlow and surrounding counties who have been on the telephone during the morning saying that they are writing letters to the commission, to the minister, in support of CLR, and they're looking forward to us getting the license. Indeed, I'm looking forward to us getting the license, and we hope to be back with you very, very soon indeed. That is more or less that. I suppose really time for me to play a little bit of music. And it's a song that I take from Eamon McGrory, really. I haven't got his version of it, but I do have the Furies and Davy Arthur's version of it, because last night, those of you at the concert would know that Two's Company, on saying some rather nice things about CLR, they also played a song called Farewell, Now Is the Hour. We'll be playing that for you in just a couple of moments' time. In the meantime, again, I would like to thank all the local bands who have well-made tapes or records or whatever else during the year, and there has been an endless supply to CLR from those particular bands. And again, to the bands, I know that all the local artists around the country, and indeed a lot of the bigger artists around the country, such as Daniel O'Donnell, who was never heard of, I think, before local radio came into existence, and has become a great success from local radio, and people like John Hogan, and they're the people who actually won't deny it, and Philomena Begley, who I was talking to just a couple of days ago. People like that, they're going to miss the local stations as much as we're going to miss it, and hopefully you'll miss us as well. And as I mentioned, that lobby must continue, and the letters and whatever else, telephone calls to your TDs, they must continue also until you have your local station back on the air. In the meantime, I think I'll ask the gang from outside to come back in again. They're all sitting out there listening to me at the moment, and I'm rambling on. Once again, to advertisers, friends, and anybody who has in any way been concerned with CLR, thank you. Are you all back in? You are. Somebody said it might be a good idea for us to finish with a verse of Auld Lang Syne. Because of the fact that it's almost New Year's Eve, and because of the fact that Jim Cagney knows the words and nobody else does. So, Jim, will you take the mic there? We'll do a little bit of Auld Lang Syne, then we'll play Farewell, Now Is the Hour. And hopefully we'll see everybody again very, very soon. A sad day, I think, for CLR and for Carlo and everybody else. All right, Jim.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never more to part? Should old acquaintance be forgot for the sake of Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, let's drink a cup of happiness for the sake of Auld Lang Syne. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, let's drink a cup of happiness for the sake of Auld Lang Syne.
From all of us to all the listeners, Happy New Year, and we'll be back as soon as possible.
Happy New Year.
This is CLR on 231 AM and 99 FM in stereo at 11 and a half minutes past 3 on Friday, December 30th, 1988. We are now closing down as directed by the government, but we hope to be back with you very, very soon indeed.
I sail the tide, my dear. Farewell, my lovely girl. Now I must go, but promise you'll care for me. Please promise you'll wait for me until my return to you. You'll hear my heart sing. Now it's enough that we must say goodbye. Soon I'll be sailing far across the sea, and while I find you that we must say goodbye. soon I'll be sailing far across the sea and wonder when please remember me when I'm retired.